Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. And all the aliens that are now confirmed. Hello.
They've been everywhere lately. What's going on with that?
The ocean is space. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Sorry, been spiraling in some conspiracy theories lately.
All right. Well, guess what? We have something that is not theory, that is not fake. It is real news. Was that a good intro?
You're so corny.
I didn't know how to pivot from aliens
pivot.
To that.
Pivot.
So, guys, no joke though, we do have some big news.
Yeah, we're not yoking around here.
We're not yoking around. So, on Literal Nonsense Podcast,
we're having our first ever guest.
We are. And it's not even like a boring guest. It's like a real live, like cool guest, guys. It's not like my mom, you know? So next week's episode on Christmas Tree Farm, we're having Lori Gilmore come in and answer questions.
The legend herself.
The legend. And what's crazy to me, let's just say this. Like even now, like reading the books, I'm like.
Me and Jamie have been so giddy.
So giddy. The news.
Lori, we love you and we can't wait to chat with you.
The news is newsing, guys. So, on a real note, which that was a real note, but what you guys need to know for this is we're going to have you guys write in. So, if you guys are having burning questions that you want to know about the series, the books, anything really, just Lori herself can answer, write us in either on Instagram, YouTube, wherever you feel like writing a comment, and we will ask the question for you. So, for example, I am Jamie. So if I wrote in and said, Lori Gilmore, what's your favorite color? We would then on the podcast say, Jamie wants to know what your favorite color is. So we'll even give you like a little name shout out and all that. So that's how it's going to go down. We're very excited.
Do you ever watch Bravo TV?
No, but I'm surprised you do.
Oh, I love Bravo. I'm a big Bravo fan. Wow, anyways, okay. Andy Cohen, like when he has like the guests on, like he has like his little note cards He'll be like, oh, Jamie from New Jersey wants to know.
Do just that.
We should do that.
That's perfect. what if we don't know where they're from?
Oh, that's true.
We can say,
never mind then. We'll just say like, Jamie from unknown location.
Or you can be like Jamie from Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Location. So yeah, guys, we're so excited.
So pumped.
Like I said, it's not my mom, you know? So like it could have been like,
I mean, Laura's cool too, but
I argue Lori Gilmore is way cooler. Love you, Mom.
I would also. Sorry, Laura. We love you.
Oh, jeez. She's been watching now, so she's gonna yell at us.
Oh, sister Laura.
Poor mom. Anyways, so yeah, guys, that's our huge news. We'll be announcing it officially probably a few days from when this episode airs, but you guys hear it first because You're listeners and dedicated and you deserve to know first. All right. And so with that exciting tidbit, let's just talk about the book that this woman wrote. All right. So we're on book two. The Dream Harbor series.
Dream Harbor series, yes.
Boom. And this book is about our girl, Cinnamon Bun Bookstore.
Yes.
There it is.
Read it and weep.
You're not kidding. So.
I was close.
This book is about Hazel. She's the manager. She's not the owner of the bookstore, we find out. She like runs the bookstore.
Jamie's like, every person owns a business. And which, she misinformed me.
Which meant
she misinformed all of you.
You're all wrong. I actually appreciated that she didn't own it because I also in my head was like, how are they all owning these businesses? So
yeah, that's
she
true. Just
she runs it, so it's fine. So Hazel runs the bookstore, and then we got our boy Noah, the fisherman, who, mm-hmm. as we discussed, gives very Fox. His name was Fox from that series. I literally was like, oh no, what's his name?
Are you so, sure it's Fox?
Yes, I Googled it.
So that he's kind doesn't of like seem the, right though.
The BFF of the bearded
Flynn
man.
And Fox?
No. Who's Flynn?
Wait a second.
Brendan and Fox. Okay, that's It Happened One Summer series.
Yes.
But I do yes. like okay. a little like boy duo of like a bearded lumberjack and like a playboy. Like, that's a good vibe.
Yes. So for some reason, I thought you were talking about Crescent City.
Declan and Flynn.
Declan and Flynn.
Either
that's
way,
why right? I was like, his name was not Fox.
Okay, totally.
But we down. Literally had this conversation on the last pod, so.
Yes, we did. That's okay. But to be fair, I do like a boy duo. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, all my favorite little characters are like a boy duo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It feels good. And I like when one of them,
except
like...
except Akatar was a trio.
Fine. I do like in this case, right? Like, Logan's
two is a party,
like,
three
serious.
Is a
crowd. You ain't kidding.
Sorry.
Logan's, like, serious and, like, kind of grumpy. And then you got this guy. And probably, like, private about his sex life, I would imagine. And then you have Noah.
And Noah's not- like, the respectable guy, like, in public, but then behind closed doors... he's a freak, but I
was a freak in the sheets.
I would Noah. I would argue that Noah's just a freak all around.
I would Noah.
I don't Noah. Hazel, I don't Noah.
Oh God, yeah. So okay, so we knew in the last book that Noah had the hots for Hazel, right? He's kind of coming around. He's buying books all the time, and you're like, this guy doesn't know how to read. Just kidding, but
he's very insecure about that.
He is. I don't want to joke.
Not the not reading.
I know, not the not reading.
But like, he didn't graduate yet high school and blah blah blah. You know, he's pained. He's a pained man.
I wounded deep with that comment. Sorry, Noah. So we knew he kind of had the hots for Hazel, and so now this is their book, and I was so ready. So it starts off mainly he's coming in, he's borrowing books, all this cuteness, and now she finds a book. And it's, like, upside down and, like, in the shelf. Oh, my God. And it's, like, dog-eared. And she's like, who is damaging my books? Of course. And then she opens
Mike
it.
Mike Wazowski. Like,
oh, I don't imagine Hazel like that.
Well, when you just did that reenactment, that's what I imagined.
Oh, geez. Great. Thanks. No, I'm her. Okay. So she opens the book. It's highlighted. And there's, like, a little, like, clue. And so now Hazel's also having simultaneously a crisis. Mm-hmm. Our girl is turning 30. So she is like, I am old and boring.
Goodbye, 20s.
Yeah.
But you were uneventful.
Yeah. Well, so that's the main problem is like she's done nothing
with her life. She's lived a very sheltered life.
Yeah. She like kind of just like reads her books, chills.
Mm-hmm. After reading Pumpkin Spice, how are you feeling about this book?
Like, do you want my, like, final thought now?
No. Like, before you started. Like, were you excited? Were you nervous? Like,
oh. I was like, I didn't know before I started what I want to know. I was excited because I also, like, I kind of like now book two, you're going into it. You know the town. You know the dynamics. Like, you're like,
mm-hmm.
like, I wanted to know who was next. Like, who... of the hot, young, sexy business owners was going to be next. It's almost like Final Destination, but like in a good way.
Oh my God. Stop. Goodbye.
No, I was excited. And I also was curious because, again, we mentioned the first book, right, with Jeannie. Her aunt sold the cafe. That's how she kind of got introduced. I was curious, like, what we were going to have in this book. Like, that was very much like the conflict was Jeannie staying. The conflict of, like, how to own a business mm-hmm. in a new town. So I was like, well, what's this going to be about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was excited all around. I think I was intrigued and excited. How about you?
So I really liked Pumpkin Spice, which mm-hmm. it pains me to say that I liked a romance book, but that's besides the point.
I love it.
I hate you, Jamie. And so when I first started reading, like, I was, like, excited to read the second book. And then when I started reading it at first, I was, like, I was getting, like, avoidant. I was, like, I don't know. I love Logan and Jeannie. I don't really know how I'm going to feel about a new set of people.
Well, also for you, you're, like, I liked one. What are the chances I'm going to like a second?
Exactly. And, like, part of me was almost, like, I have to not like this book because I liked the first.
Wow. Jesus.
It didn't turn out that way. But,
yeah. That's funny. You are funny with that.
I have a love hate for Hazel for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah. I have a love hate for her. And I think it's because I can relate to her on many levels.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, I totally am feeling Hazel. Like, I'm like, yep, girl, I get it. But yeah, that also probably are the parts I'm also like, get it together, like, yes, go outside.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah, like, I see you a lot in Hazel.
I know.
Like, whenever they beg you to go to things with me and you're like, I'll stay inside, I'm like, will you? You're coming with me, actually.
Goddamn. Yeah. 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 And it's okay. So funny because, like, I think, not that we're trying to compare who we are to people, but, like, you definitely give off Jeannie vibes. Like, you never shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're kind of, like, erratic and...
Ooh.
But, you like, you have, like, a heart of gold and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you were very Jeannie in that sense. And then
I'm liking this.
When I was reading Cinnamon Bun, I was like, fuck, I'm Hazel. I was like, fuck.
Wow. I do.
But, like,
see
I'm not
that.
Mad about it, but, like...
Yeah, you know. I agree. So, like, there were certain parts of Hazel that I did see in myself. Just, like... She's a fall girl. She wants to be cozy. She reads books. We have a book podcast. Obviously, we're going to relate on some level.
Yeah.
But I did highlight a lot of Jeannie things when she was, like, expressing how she can't stop talking. I was like, oh, God. I was like, it's me.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. So that's really funny, actually, that's a comparison you made. Yeah. So I was excited going in. I was also hesitant in the sense that I liked Logan and Jeannie a lot. So I was like, am I going to feel the same? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Wait, okay. So this book, guys, I would rate, okay, so like for the first book, right, I would have rated the spice level like out of 5, like a 2.5.
Yeah, we had like some solid scenes, but nothing like offensive to my mom.
There was only like a couple, you know.
Yeah.
I felt like that book was more like plot focused almost, like...
Well, like, it was like a slow build up to their love.
Yeah.
Like,
whereas this book, I felt, was a lot more sex forward.
Okay, first of all, claps to these two.
No.
Just that before we even get started. Oh my goodness, these two. I was like blushing and sweating. Oh my God.
Literally, when I say like I was giggling and kicking my feet, I was like, yes.
Literally. Okay, so, okay, let's talk about it. I can't even. I'm so excited. Okay. So... she finds, like, these clues, whatever. She's like, I'm boring. My life sucks. I'm almost 30. I'm a washed up, what's it? A spinster. I'm a spinster. So then they go to, like, a party at Logan's.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Jeannie's throwing it. And so Hazel's like, I'm going to get drunk and sit in the strawberry patch. Which I was like, honestly, a
blueberries.
Vibe. Blueberries. You are correct.
Blueberry bushes.
Blueberry bushes. Yeah, you're right.
Do you even know what happens in this book? No.
Yes, I do. Okay, first of all, I don't know why. I think it was in my head. I was like, ooh, strawberries and wine are delicious together. That's probably, I think, what happened.
Mm.
But it was blueberries. You're correct, because the highlighted thing said blueberries. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she gets all drunk in the blueberry patch. Sorry. And she, like, goes, just, and she's gone from the party.
She just disappears.
And so Noah, like, has to go find her. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? And, like, I don't even know. This was, what, maybe 20, 40 pages in?
Mm-hmm.
They're chit-chatting. They're talking. And they just start kissing.
She makes some move on them.
Little smoochies. Okay, and I was like, already?
And yes. Also, I was not floored, but, like, Hazel's turning 30 and Noah's only 25.
I loved the cougar vibe for Hazel. I was like, and also Noah with an older woman. I was like, yes, King, you can handle it.
Yes. And I also thought it was really interesting. I felt like Lori did a really good job of, like,
I love them
being inclusive in this book, because, like, her parents' situation,
Yes, we could talk about like, it.
Her dad and her mom were just like best friends and they decided to have a kid together.
Amazing.
But like, I'm assuming the dad's gay because he has a partner who is also a man.
And it sounded like he was gay like when they decided to have Hazel as well.
Like, yeah.
And like, kind of just like, we want a baby. Let's do it the cheap way.
Yeah. And all
I'm gonna be gay.
Yeah. And all three of them live together.
Yes.
Also,
on the topic of inclusivity, is their name Alex?
Yeah, from the bookstore.
Is like a they, them pronoun.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. Dream Harbor's inclusive. We accept all.
Yeah,
it's great. I love that.
Love to see it.
Not only that, the mayor is a gay, like the mayor is the gay man. It is her father. Which also, I was like, you know what? I would probably argue a gay man is the best person to run a town.
I would agree.
I digress. But, you know.
I would also agree.
Yeah, I would trust him more, yes. Actually. Honestly, you have my vote. You're gay? Check.
The girls and the gays. They get right. It.
They get it. That's why the town is so decorated, lovely, and, like, big on holidays. You want that kind of vibe. I'm just saying. Life hack. So, do they decide to have their summer of fun in the blueberry patch or not quite?
Well, Hazel's like, you know, I'm going to use these clues as like a way to
adventure,
you know, spend the last 2 months of my 20s, you know, doing everything that I've mm-hmm. never done before. And so she's kind of taking on this role as like a new Hazel. So when I think it's when she's in the pumpkin patch, the blueberry patch, that she's talking to Noah and she tells him about the clues. And he was like, oh, like, I'm going to help you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think that's when she smooches him. And she's like, haha, I'm so drunk.
And then she's also like, trying new things.
Yeah,
and I was like,
exactly.
Honestly, good for you.
And he has to like bring her home. And she's like,
yeah,
kind of like flirting with him. And he was like, you're drunk, Hazel Kelly.
Also, a young man with respect.
Love
unheard
it.
Unheard of.
Literally.
He's a unicorn. Okay. So they start this little summer of fun, which they deem adorably hands off.
Hands off, yeah.
Hazel and Noah's summer of fun.
I love it. I really
so,
just...
the clues keep coming. So she keeps finding books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like flip upside down. She'll pull them out. They're dog-eared. There's like a highlighted sentence, whatever. And then so she'll do that thing. So there's various ones. They kind of start off a little bit slow. Like it was like milkshakes,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so she, because she was drunk, was like, ooh, I shouldn't have like told him about that / signed up for this. So the first clue was like a milkshake. So she's at the grocery store and she's like, I'm not going to tell him. That's weird. And then of course he's at the grocery store
mm-hmm.
and she's like, fuck. So then she's like, I'm not going to tell him. She's like, also suspicious he's here, but also like there's one grocery store in this small town. So perhaps not suspicious he's here. She's like, I don't know. And then so like they're talking, whatever. And then of course, which I would do this shit. Can't keep a secret for the life of me. She's like, there was a clue. And he's like, oh, what was it? You know, he's like, why are you being a weirdo? Like, why didn't you just tell me that?
Wait, okay. So first of all, I like to acknowledge that like these books have like little
mysteries,
like, mysteries, which is fun.
Yes, I love mystery. But like not like a whodunit mystery. It's just like a funsy little.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have any ideas of who was leaving the clues
okay.
in the beginning?
So I'm just going to like spoiler alert now. As the book goes on, they're like, oh, Noah's leaving these hints for you because, like, he's in love with you, whatever.
But Noah denies it from the beginning.
And I believed him. I was like, it's not Noah.
Yeah, because then, like, when you get his point of view chapters, he was like, you know, I don't know who's doing these clues, but I'm thankful for them because I get to see Hazel.
Yes, yeah. I was like, okay. And then also, here's my hot take, too. I was praying to God and Lori that Noah wasn't the one who did the clues. Because I was like, okay, if she wrote all these chapters of him acting like he didn't know, but he did it, he's a sociopath. And I don't want this for him. So
yeah.
I was glad in the end when we find out who did it that it wasn't Noah. Just for that fact. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, that's psychotic.
Yeah. So I think in the beginning, before he denied it, I was like, could it be Noah? Like, how romantic. But then he was like, no. So I was like, who else could it be? And then I didn't think it was any of her friends.
Agreed. I didn't think it was
because I didn't
friends.
Get the vibe that they could hide that from her. And then
I was vibing with book club, perhaps.
I was also thinking book club, but then I was like, but would they know Hazel like that to like.
That was my thing, too. And that was my that was my supporting fact against Noah, because I was like, Noah doesn't know all these things either.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, well, it has to be somebody she's close with. And I didn't put two and two together, which I probably should have. But like,
same. Like at that point, the way they were describing it, there's one person left.
Yeah, exactly.
But the book club, I argue, I was fine with that because also like small town, been here forever. They might know that about her. So I was like, okay with book club.
But like some of the things are like reminiscent from her childhood. So I'm like, who, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll tell you who it is in a little bit. So yeah. So they like, the first one's easy. Like I said, milkshake. Adorable. They go to the bar with Mac, who can't wait to hear about Mac's story. Just a little.
Wait. Yes. Yes.
Can't wait. So we'll get to, we'll get there. So.
However, Mac doesn't really excite me.
Oh, he's going to be the kinkiest of them all.
You think?
It's going to be like.
Do you think the spice just increases each book?
I think it's going to be like a possessive book in that one.
Ooh. Mmm. Mm.
Turn it a little spicy.
Okay, that could be fun.
Because it's like almost like hate sex.
Yeah.
Which I'm all into. Okay. So, yeah. So they make milkshakes. They're having a great time. Adorable. Honestly, a summer milkshake just hits perfect. And also, so this book, I was surprised that it was a summertime setting, but I will say I liked that for Hazel because the whole premise of this book was like she's a fall girly. She likes to be cozy. She likes to be like, comfort zone. So I also liked that the setting was summer and it like forced her like do like outside things, get her out of her comfort zone. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, I kind of do like summer. Like it's not bad. Like, so I liked that for her, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like Hazel was going to be a straight up like fall book, like bookstore, cozy vibes, fall. I'm almost happier that it was summer because I think that really like it was like a carefree summer fling or so, you know, so it was meant to be kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I like that for her, actually. But I do like a summer milkshake. I like the cliche summer things and the fall things, right? Like from the first book. Give me like just like the good nostalgic like yeah vanilla milkshake. Psh. That sounds wonderful.
I don't know. Prefer the strawberry one, but that's just me.
Wow, that's really. I feel like I'm chocolate, but strawberry. I feel like is like the vast minority. So
good for I you. Know no one likes strawberry, and I'm like, why?
I don't know. Well, there you are. And so these two, they start doing their little adventures. They're like at this point, like. Waiting for clues to talk, but like very much so are liking each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing here? Now, I loved this book for the sense that, again, dual point of view, always mm-hmm. love it, always into it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're learning more about both of them as it goes on. And so they kind of decide to start hooking up. They're like, well, this could be a fun added layer. And I'm like, yes, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this book is much more sex forward, like Hallie said, because it's literally like, no strings attached, mm-hmm. quote unquote, you know, it's not going to work, but whatever.
Yeah.
But now we're learning that Hazel has felt very like, I wouldn't say like
she's repressed, insecure.
But yeah, but like very like not sexually awakened,
yeah.
kind of indifferent to it, whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm nerdy. I'm cute. I'm not sexy, whatever. We're learning that. Yeah. Now we're learning Noah feels like not good enough. He like left his family business, kind of ditched them all. And so he's not going home. He hasn't gone home in years because he feels like he's a disappointment to his family. Mm-hmm. Whereas really, I think that's more of just like a self-loathing feeling for him.
Mm-hmm.
And his family's like, yeah, we kind of don't really give a fuck. Like, you know, whatever. But he feels not good enough. So we have someone who does not feel sexy and someone who does not feel good enough. Now, in their summer of adorableness, I just need to say this already. Like, he makes her feel so sexy and attractive and like empowered. And she makes him feel like so worth it and like good enough. And she's like, oh, like you don't need to prove all these things. Like you're already good enough. And the fact that they both did that for each other. That's it. That's sold. I'm sold. Like,
it's a wrap.
How fucking cute is that?
I mean, that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Like, but how cute? I mean, come on.
Yeah. And then that's, you know. Hazel went on her own self-discovery journey and so did he simultaneously, and I feel like they kind of brought that out within each other,
right? Like they brought the self-discoveries out within each other, and honestly this whole hookup
and they supported each other too.
Yes. And this whole hookup thing happens mad quick. I think after the milkshake, the first date was the picnic. And somehow we're getting fingered on a beach. I don't know how this happened. But all of a sudden, here we are.
No, after milkshakes, didn't he eat her out on the counter?
Did he? No.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I think no.
Yeah.
After milkshakes? I think that was a different.
Yes.
He didn't. Okay, first of all, time out. Time the fuck out. He did not go from nothing to eating her out on a counter. He 100% fingered her on the beach and then ate her out on the counter, like, after.
I don't think so.
Another time. Yeah, please. You fact check. I'll talk. I'll talk about their picnic date just until you find the information. There's no fucking way.
Oh my god, it's right here. I literally opened right up to the book. The page.
Which page? Milkshakes?
Oh wait, that's the beach. Hold on.
Yeah. Guys, I'm right. So I'll tell you about the beach first.
Hold on.
Okay. Friends, there's no way that this man didn't go straight to oral. I mean.
Wait, but they also went to the fair. You forgot the fair.
Oh my god, the fair! Okay. Ooh, so maybe he did. No, milkshakes was first.
Milkshakes was first, and then they went to the fair.
So you're telling me he ate her out before they even went to the fair? No way! Okay, so they go to the fair. Hallie's right. They did go to the fair. I skipped the fair. She's terrified of Ferris wheels. Very cute fair date. Honestly, a very classic summer date. I remember the fairs from when I was younger. He wins her a stuffed penguin.
Oh, because it wasn't at her house. They were at the bar.
Yep, I'm aware.
I was confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
Shit, okay. All right. I'm glad you're
aware.
I'm, like,
imagining this scene. Number one, it's at the bar. Not happening. Number two, they didn't even, like, fully make out yet. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. So anyways,
they start macking on the...
The Ferris wheel,
yeah.
Which is adorable. And she has, like, a long-time fear because she got stuck on a Ferris wheel. So he's, like, breaking her little fears. Honestly, very cute. And I love a fair date. Something tickles my brain when a man wins me a stuffed animal, you know?
It's just, I think, an aspect of being a girl.
And also be a man. Win that stuffed penguin. Like, if you can't... Okay, simultaneously, if we go to a fair and you can't win something for me...
Mercy!
Yeah, you're icky. Like, man up, dude.
Jamie likes the stereotypical macho man. If you haven't realized that by now.
They don't know what my husband looks like. Okay, oh, but are you in books?
Yes.
I was like, don't judge him. Mad funny. Anyways.
You don't even have to talk about Ryan. You could just tell by your book preferences.
Yeah, my book boyfriends, like, yeah. Fucking Cassie and all them. Anyways, so yes, okay. We have Ferris wheel. Then we go to the picnic on the beach. Yes. Okay. So, as I mentioned, somehow we're being fingered in public, which, honestly, love that for her.
Yeah. Also, them talking about sex, like, in the bookstore with, like, a mother and child right there. It's very funny.
I just think they're much more sexually open, which I'm...
What more could Noah offer other than orgasms on the beach?
I mean, amazing. I just feel like, yeah. So, to me, right, especially, like, in public kind of thing... First of all, especially for Hazel, who is, like, very, like, not sheltered, but just, like, a little bit, you know, to herself, whatever. That was, like, risky. No one was on the beach, let me just clarify. Very secluded. But I'm sure for her, she was like, oh, my God, this is, like, a whole new world. And also, simultaneously, on top of him being, like, this, like, you know, sexual god man, he, like, brought her a sunscreen and a hat. Like, he's also very cute.
He's caring.
He is. So that scene was cute. He's chasing seagulls for her. I was like, honestly, Noah's great. So, okay. As we progress, things keep getting spicier and spicier. So what scene was that they were at her house? Why did they go there?
I'm trying to remember.
Because that does happen.
Oh.
It was great.
Is that after the town hall meeting? There's actually a lot more hookup scenes than I remember.
So many hookup scenes. Well, no, the town hall meeting was they were up in the Christmas trees and they're doing
the closet.
The supply closet.
Yeah, but then they went back to her house, didn't they?
These two
didn't
are
he walk her home?
Horny bastards.
Didn't he walk her home
know.
And then that's when he spent the night?
Oh, man. They were just hooking up left and right. The more I think about it, I'm just like, Jesus.
No, it was something. I think he walked her home from the bookstore or something. And she was like, oh, do you want to come in? And she was like, oh, like, what do you want to drink? And he was like, oh my God, you have so many options.
Yeah, and then like she asked him to stay. Like, okay, hold on. I'm overwhelmed. So they are progressing, right? They're not having sex yet, but they're just like doing everything else. Now, Noah also has this plan. There's like all these rundown beach shacks that he wants to renovate and like make money for the town and like be someone. Now, he's convinced that like by doing this that he will win Hazel's like favor because he'll be like, you know, good enough for her. And then the town hall meeting. You found it? Yes!
Hold on. Woo! I found the scene, but let me backtrack.
Yeah, why? Why? Wow, how did we get here, ladies?
This is like 7 pages of
sparks. Yeah, guys, this was a good spicy book. Also, I will say, these spicy scenes made me blush, made me a little sweaty, but like not in a way that I was traumatized. Like they were great. They were good. Like I was like getting a little fluttery in the tummy, you know? I don't like ones where I'm like sweating, but like in a way that I'm like stressed, you know? Like I'm like, I don't want that. I was like sweating in a good way. If that makes sense.
Oh, in a good way?
Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, really confusing. I just think, and again.
Oh, he's working at the bar. And she goes in to get dinner.
Yes.
And he can't talk to her because it's super slammed. Yes, and then he walks her home.
Yes, Hallie. Whoop. Okay. Which also so cute. And she's getting a little bit more ballsy at this point, too. Like, she's at the bar and he's like, why are you still here? Not in a bad way. Just like, oh, like, you've been here for hours because he gets busy. And she's like, oh, I brought a book. And like, that's what I do when like the person I came to see gets really busy with work. I was like, ooh, Hazel getting a little flirty. So, I like that vibe for her. She was also getting a little bold.
Yeah, I also appreciate, you know, before they ever do anything, he was like, is this okay with you? And she's like, mm-hmm. And he's like, words? And she was like, yes. You know what I mean? Like,
ooh, it was,
he wants the consent.
They were so hot. Okay, also, that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you make consent hot. Like, saying, is this okay? And then you can still kind of be, like, a little bit, like, masculine with it and be like, use your words. And I'm like, oh. Like, I'm dying, actually.
Wait, okay, so, like, I, like, literally freak out because this was the...
I'm sweating again.
What did he say?
He was good. He was good.
Wait, so...
Noah. And he has, like, full sleeves. Well, yeah, okay,
so he, like...
I don't know if that's specified, but he has mad tattoos. I'm imagining full sleeves.
Anyway, so he, you know, takes her on the counter... And then...
Yes, he does.
And he was like, oh, it's getting late. And she's like, oh, but, like, I didn't get to, like, you know. And he was like, it's okay. Like, don't, like, this isn't, like, an exchange thing.
Right.
And she was like, oh, but we're all lopsided. I was like, my girl Hazel.
Which also, I get that. I
but
feel
yes, her. Yes, for sure. And then... he was like, so I should go. And she's like, no. And he was like, Hazel. And she was like, we could. I mean, like, I will. And he was like, really? Like, I'm a big boy. Like, it's fine. And then she's just like, I want to go down on you too. She blirted, cutting him off. And I just like imagined her in like a frazzled state. Just like.
Yes. And honestly, good for you, Hazel. Good for you. You can be frazzled, but you can take charge. And
this is
I love
so
that
funny.
For her.
It's so funny. Okay. And then, yeah, she went down on him.
Amazing. Mutual kitchen oral. What's better? Nothing. So, wow. So, yeah. Okay. I just love these two. I am shocked because my vibe, as Hallie just mentioned, is very like Logan. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's mm-hmm. like Noah blew Logan out of the water. I will say it now.
I just feel like they're two different types of men. You know, I feel like there's certain situations where, like, I feel like I'd want a Logan, but then there's a lot of situations, I think, where I'd want Noah more.
You're like, there's a lot of times I want Noah. Well, also, okay, as I'm reading this, right, because at this point, I know a lot about these people in these books, and so I've read sex scenes from four of the town occupants, and I was like, what are the chances they're all just, like, sex gods? Not likely, but I'll accept.
This is also true.
Like, you found two men in one town that know how to give orgasms? False. False.
These are the type of demographics towns should be taking of their citizens.
Oh my god. And then there's gonna be more. There's gonna be more that can give orgasms.
That's
okay.
So funny.
Keep them coming. Oh jeez. Okay.
It's called Dream Harbor for a reason.
So dreams are freaking made of. Holy shit.
Anyways, but then the next major thing for them is the town hall meeting.
Yes. And so before we talk about the hookup again, so I need a break. Honestly, I'm like, I need to breathe.
Hot and bothered.
Yeah, I'm hot and bothered. Whoa. So Noah goes there and he's like, I'm going to tell the whole town my plan to renovate these beach shacks. I'm going to impress Hazel and like win her over. And then Hazel flips the script on him and she's like, let's get out of here. And I was like, oh no, Hazel, his big plan.
I know.
But then like she kept asking and he was kind of saying no. And she was kind of like, you don't want me? She didn't say that, but she was kind of like getting that vibe. And he was like, you know what? This is too much to explain, so let's just go.
Yeah.
And then that's when they have the whole, now we have Christmas tree oral. In the attic. There's just, these two, they're libido.
I think you're better at this fun thing than you let on, Hayes.
Yes.
Noah's Hazel? Voice was a low rasp in her ear, his hands on her butt, tugging her closer.
We haven't done book quotes
in a
while.
And she goes, I'm improving.
You know, you literally are Hazel.
I am.
That's
fuck.
Mad funny.
That is really funny.
I love that for you, though. That's fine.
We love that for you.
We do. We love
Jesus
that for you.
Christ.
I think it's funny that, like, she's, like, starting to, like, get into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, yeah.
Yeah, because she's starting to, like, feel confident. And, like, she's like, okay, yeah. Like, I do got it going on.
Yeah, I'm proud of her.
Love it. And then he, like, tells her, he shows her the little bungalows.
Yes. Well, and then
she's like, oh my god, I love this.
And then she realizes, like, because he shows her the bungalows like the next day, and then she realizes, she was like, oh my god, like, you were gonna tell the town hall last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, perhaps.
Yeah. And then she felt a little guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they do their magic boat day.
Okay, let's talk about the boat day. I was okay waiting for us to get here.
Literally drooling at the mouth with, like, I could, like, imagine the scene so vividly of him, like backing the boat, like, into this little shitty dock.
Yeah.
With, like, his one hand, and it's, like, downpouring, and, like, the wind's going crazy, and I was like, wow, Noah, yes. Set the scene, Lori.
Just to set the scene for you guys, they go on a boat day, and there's an unexpected storm, which is why this is happening. Hallie's like, they're about to die. Didn't give any lead up.
Sorry.
But yeah, so he's like saving her life. So we got like a knight in shining armor kind of complex.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Which I'll take every once in a while. I don't like it all the time.
Yeah. Though. And not like, and this was like a good way to do it. You know, it wasn't like unnecessary. Like he like legit was like, they were on a boat. There was a storm. He knows how to drive a boat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't unnecessary saving her. Like they like legit were in a bad situation. So I'm into that. I'm into that.
Yeah.
And then
they cuddle in the boat and they're all wet and like warm and.
Yeah.
They're wet from the rain.
Yes.
And they're warm because they're cuddling.
Yes. Do they have sex in the boat?
Yes.
That's their first sex scene?
Yes.
So let me just preface by saying.
No, they had sex in the bungalow. I think.
I don't know. I forget.
I think so.
Guys, okay, first of all, my point, whatever they
Because he,
sex,
like, lives there, like, unofficially.
I don't think they have sex in the bungalow. I think it's in the boat.
Am I going to have to go back now? Well, they definitely do in the boat.
For sure. My point by saying this is, regardless, the fact that they're just having sex now, but they've been just, like, horning it up for the whole book, good for them.
I love that. I actually really love that for them.
Yes. And it's also the most, like, intense foreplay of all time. Like, amazing. And I also, again, I think this book is so sex focused because, again, it's like, oh, we're hooking up. Like, Jeannie and Logan knew they liked each other from the get. So it was kind of like, we're saving that because, like, is this even going to work out? Because are you going to move away? Whatever. These two are like, yeah, we're just going to hook up all summer, which is obviously not going to work. And at this point, they both, like, are in love with each other. But they're just not saying it because, you know, again, she's like, oh, he doesn't like serious, yada, yada. And he's like, I'm not good enough for her. So again, we have that same kind of vibe in the first book of like the miscommunication, like the overarching miscommunication that's kind of like unsaid things. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't mind that because I could see that for both of them. Like, Noah is a player. Hazel's like, I'm older than him. You know, he doesn't want this. Do I even want this? And he's like, I'm not good enough for her. And again, it's like one of those miscommunications that I appreciate because they both kind of keep like reinforcing it because of their own misconceptions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, he doesn't feel good enough. So he's like, oh, you know, I'm just fun.
I know. And every time they have that fucking conversation, I'm like, guys, let's just be real here. Okay. Like, you guys like each other. You want it to be a thing. I know, but it's frustrating. And that's like one of those things where like I can relate to where it's like, oh, but like, you know.
So Hallie you're really like is so this. Upset with this book because she this is her in a book.
I get it. I mean, I totally get it. They don't have sex in a book. I lied. They have sex on the boat.
Tell me how many for Jamebo?
Fuck off.
Two for O.
His name broke through, screamed to the ceiling on the cramped space.
I don't know. Body shook,
legs trembling with aftershocks.
Do I love or hate that you're reading this?
Sorry.
Sure. I'm like, I'm down for a quote, but I don't know. So they have sex in the boat for the first time, which is an iconic first sex.
Honestly,
which is
yes.
Why I knew it happened there.
They literally rocked the boat.
LOL. Yeah, they really did.
I'm kind of upset that she didn't capitalize on that joke in the book.
That is funny. That's a good joke. I'm glad you did.
Me too.
No, you would have hated that if someone wrote that in a book.
But I think here I would have liked it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If it came from, like, Annie and she was like, oh, like, we heard the boat was rocking or something like that. Like,
Yeah, like, after the fact.
Yeah.
So, at this point, they're madly in love. They
Yeah, but,
say
like, it
to
ends
other,
bad. Their
yes,
boat day ends bad.
It does. Yes, tell us why.
So Noah's like,
all right, relax, take a breath.
Noah's like, yeah, I'm leaving. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
So basically Noah's going home to see his family who he's been pushing off because he feels like a very small man.
a very small man.
And his like sister's on bed rest and like he hasn't seen his family and like he feels guilty. So like he tells his nieces and like he's like, oh
Noah,
yeah, I'm gonna come
nieces.
Visit.
Noah has two little nieces and best vibes. Men okay, no with one... kids. Oh, I forgot. You hate that. But I love it. So.
Anyways, no one cares. So.
I love it.
So. Yeah. So he's just going home. And like he told Hazel. So now Hazel's like, well, what the fuck? Because now he's definitely like, it's definitely a short term thing because he's leaving. And who knows when he's coming back. If he's coming back, X, Y, Z. And so like now it's like kind of like. Noah, come on. Like, you should have, like, you know,
specified.
Talked this through.
Right.
Because, like, she'll say, like, oh, like, I know it's just, like, you're more fun. Like, you're not into the long term.
But
and Noah's
she's...
just, and then Noah's just like, yep, that's me.
But
you know?
No, because he also is like, damn, she only thinks I'm fun. Like, she's saying that because that's her truth. And, like, I need to prove to her I'm more than this.
Yeah, but, like, I don't like how he just goes along. Like, he doesn't fight for her. That's what I don't like.
I know, but
he doesn't fight for her in these moments.
But he thinks that she also only views him like that, and he's like, I can't fight for her until I, like, prove myself with the bungalows and all this stuff.
I know. It's annoying. Like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
But, like, I get it.
It's your birthday. Almost.
Yeah, so they find another clue, and she's like, do I tell him, do I not? And at this point, Jeannie and Annie are like, it's Noah. Noah's been doing it. He's been pining for you this whole summer. He made this whole elaborate plan.
That's the worst when your friends hype you up and they're fucking wrong.
Yeah. So she gets a note that she has to go to Max at like 7 p.m. bring her friends. So she was like, OMG. So
it's a party.
She tells Noah, and Noah's like, oh, I'll be your date. And she was like,
right.
Wink, wink, of course you will. So,
right, but and then she even refers to it. She's like, this is his grand gesture.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I know I knew it wasn't. I knew it wasn't.
No, I know. And so, you know, we get to Max, and Noah's there, and Hazel's there, and Hazel's like, oh, like, I just want to let you know, like, I know. And he's like...
Oh.
He's like, you know what? And at that point, my heart just dropped. I was like, yep, fuck. That's the end right here. They ruined it. Ruined it. Come to find out, Hazel realizes she's like, oh, shit, it wasn't Noah. And then next thing you know, her parents and all of Dream Harbor barge through the door. And her dad's like, oh, did you like the little clues I left you? And Hazel's like imploding also, on the spot.
If you, okay, hot take too. Not a hot take, but if you go from thinking that these clues were like a romantic grand gesture and it's your dad.
It's your fucking dad.
Oh my God. That's like the worst case scenario.
That's so bad.
I would fucking lose my mind.
I know. And like, that's a thing. And she's like, you know, I don't want to be the butt of the joke. Like, I feel like everybody's in on this. And like, I'm the last one to laugh because the joke's on me. And I'm like, yeah, it totally makes sense, girlfriend. Like, I'd feel the same way.
Like, she's like, yeah, like they literally had to do this because they were like, damn, Hazel's boring as fuck. And she's like, great that everyone thinks this. And then her friends honestly feel bad, which, you know, to be fair. They weren't trying to, like, hype her up. Like, they really thought it was him, too. Like, their friends didn't know, you know?
No. Shit. So bad. So, anyways.
Yeah.
You know, Hazel's, like, upset, obviously. So, she's kind of, like, avoiding Noah the whole night. And, like, he doesn't get to, like, walk her home or, like, you know, say any. Because he decides at that point, after talking to one of Mac's bartenders, he's like, oh, like, I'm going to tell Hazel how I feel.
My dog is attacking me. She doesn't even like me, this dog.
I know. I'm surprised.
Something wrong?
Anyways. Yeah, so things are kind of weird.
Yes, they are.
And I totally lost my train of thought here.
He's like she's avoiding him. He can't drive her home.
Yeah. So he's like upset, and so like it's been like 2 days or something since her birthday, and she's at work, and I think it was Alex is like, oh, like, hey Hazel, there's like a whole bunch of defiled books in the back room. Like, can you check them out? And she's like, what the fuck? And she's like marching over there, and it's a stack of all these books, and each book has a highlighted passage in it, and in the last one it's like, P.S. this is actually Noah. And you're just like, fuck, wow. Well,
and wow. Fucking reading all the smutty quotes ever. Why don't you read some of these?
Oh, okay,
sicko. I mean, geez, just like,
well,
like
you said you keep reading, so I was like, all right, let me not read these.
Well, I meant because you're just reading me pornographic material. In my ears. I need to read these things in private.
E is so for explicit.
Oh.
Okay, so anyways, it says, I met a girl this summer. Amazing. The kiss was incendiary. He could have sworn his entire body had gone up in flames. Attraction, noun, the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure, or liking for someone or something.
He used the dictionary. Love it.
Will you be my best friend? The fox asked the rabbit. But we're so different, said the rabbit. That's why I like you. I was like, ugh.
God. I literally am dying.
According to a team of scientists led by Dr. Monica Hunter at Yale, romantic love can be broken down into three categories: lust, attraction, and attachment.
Yes.
She brought him back to life, reconstructed him into a better version than the original, and he felt alive. He was alive. He was real.
That part, dead.
Woo!
Dead.
Fierce seabirds swooped from the sky, but he held them back. Anything to protect the princess.
Also cries.
He dipped his head between her thighs and he found heaven.
I was like, right there, I closed that fucking book and be like, where is he?
I squealed. You're all I think about, all I want, me and you until the end.
Stop.
He realized he loved her and that he probably had all along, but had snuck up on him somehow, even though she'd been perfect from the start. And then it said, it's me this time, Noah. Meet me by the water tonight at 8 o'clock.
I would walk up to that water naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
For all of Dream Harbor to see.
I'd be like, I am claiming this man. What? That is, okay, first of all, Callie and I both hate a public gesture. This is how you do a gesture, ladies and gentlemen. Private. You then have like a little meetup spot.
Private.
But it's like, it's so grand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then it's like more intimate.
Oh my
God.
This is ideal. This is like a grand gesture. Also, I'm saying this, right? And I'm like, this is my dream. I would cry. I would fall over. I would die. That's really not that difficult to do. You know what I'm saying? It's books. You highlight them. It's not hard.
Exactly.
But wow, I was crying.
Like, as a book lover, like, no, like.
Nothing is better.
No. No.
Nothing.
Like, that, all I want for Christmas is that. Okay?
Yep.
Same. You heard it here first. Like, amazing.
Yeah. No words. And so.
And, like, Lori's a book reader, right? So, like, Lori knows.
That's why she
and
wrote
like,
it.
And, like, that's why she wrote. Yeah, exactly. Like,
Noah, you took the cake. And also, I'm sorry. After Noah did that, I was like, give your pal Logan some fucking tips. Busting into this cafe, like, oh, tell everyone. I'm like, oh, God, please don't. Please, no. Ah, God, Logan, get a book instead.
Ew.
Ew, Logan.
Ew.
So they obviously, they meet up, they hook up. He explains the whole family thing. It's lovely.
And then they live happily ever after.
Well, and so we'll talk about this. So there is an epilogue.
We get an epilogue. Now. I was like, I still don't need the epilogue.
Really? I disagree.
Yeah, well, I didn't want the epilogue. I mean, okay, nice to know what happened. But I was like, I wish it kind of just left off where it did.
So here's my take. So in the epilogue, again, spoiler alert, if you haven't read it, which I mean, that's like this whole episode, so whatever. They go on vacation like 6 months later, yada, yada. And so they're on vacation, this tropical island. And then Noah is like, let's just get married. And she's like, oh, my God, let's. Which I love for them, actually. I think that's very on par for them.
I love an elopement.
So here's my thing with why I like this epilogue. Because we obviously are going to get in the books coming up. Like, we saw what Jeannie and Logan were doing. We know Logan's proposing soon as well. Based off little chats they were having in this book.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait to see. And so I like, because if they did get married on a tropical island, I'm glad that we didn't just hear about it, like, in the town. Like, they come back and they're like, we got married. Like, I'm glad we got, like, them talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because it was, like, away from Dream Harbor.
Yeah.
So I am glad for the epilogue in that sense. Like, we know we're going to hear about it because it's going to happen in the books upcoming. Like, they're going to be married now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad it wasn't just, like, a random thing. Because I have a feeling that Jeannie and Logan are going to be, like, we're going to see the proposal. And we're going to, like, know about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to happen in the books upcoming. So I'm glad that we got, like, their private little, like, oh, they're married now. Cute. Love that for them. And, like, now it's like, okay, cool. We'll move on. So I liked it in that sense. I was curious how you felt. But you feel similarly to how you normally do, which is fine. I don't hate it.
I mean, the epilogue was fine. Did I need it? No.
Yeah, nice to know what happened. Yeah.
Wait, but we also glossed over, like, the little Thanksgiving thing that they had at Friendsgiving they had. That's why we were talking about Mac. Because Annie brings a date. And it's
Annie, and it's
some random guy. And Mac's, like, stewing in the corner.
Pissed.
Like, real mad.
Well, yeah, and, like, let's end on Friendsgiving. Because even though it really ended on the epilogue, Friendsgiving, we kind of get, like, feelers for the future books. So Noah goes to Logan and he's like, did he do it yet? And he's like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, no, I didn't do it. Like, before the end of the year. So, like, I'm speculating in Christmas Tree Farm they will get engaged. Also very relevant because it's Jeannie's brother's book. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we'll see it. So we know that Logan's proposing based off Friendsgiving. And yeah, like Hallie said, Annie brings a date. Like, what's up with Annie, do you think? Do you think that they're secretly having sex already, or do you think they're just hating each other from afar? Annie and Mac.
Well, they're obviously going to be enemies to lovers. I don't think they've done anything yet.
Okay, you think we'll have the first sex in their book?
Yes.
Because, like, I think in this book...
Because I think their book is going to be a lot of hate in the beginning.
Oh, I hope so.
You know, like, I hope Lori really, like, builds the tension.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even in this book... Hazel, I think, mentioned, like, Annie and Mac, like, left somewhere at the same time, and she's like, they either kill each other or had sex. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, so I was like, ooh, I wonder if they're already having sex.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that.
So I don't know.
Curious. It would be kind of interesting if, like, their book was like, I have a secret, and it's like, me and Mac have been, like, hooking up for X amount of time, but, like, nobody knows.
And they're still, like, hate each other secretly, but now they fall in love.
Yeah.
That
could be a little extra flavor. That could be cool.
I don't know.
You know, I don't usually like sour cream and onion, but I might like it this book, you know?
Okay. I'm curious. Are they book 4 or 5?
I don't know. How do I know? The books aren't out yet.
Yeah, but they're listed.
I guess that's a question to ask Lori on next week's episode.
I mean, I could look it up in a second, but I will wait. It's because the names are listed. It has the synopsis out online already.
Oh.
So it's common knowledge, but it's okay. I'll wait.
I think it's the fourth one because isn't that the bakery?
Yeah.
The Snowflake Bakery or something it's called?
Snowbread. Which I want to ask that next week too, because in this book, the bakery is Sugar Plum, but the book is Gingerbread or something. So I'm like, did Annie rebrand? I want to know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Anyways, anyone listens to Arctic Monkeys? What? The Bakery is a great song.
Oh, I literally was like, Hallie, what are you talking about? Anyways, yeah. Right, you freaking
I'm also I'm also upset that my book copy didn't have a map.
The second book? Yeah.
No, it doesn't have a map in it.
Wow, it's like a misprint.
So I still don't know what Dream Harbor Main Street looks like.
The third one, you'll have it. So that being said.
Will I?
Yes. We're covering the third book next week, as we have mentioned, The Christmas Tree Farm. We will have Lori here for the start of the episode to answer questions before we do our thoughts, etc.
I'm excited for next week as well because, again, as I mentioned, it's Jeannie's brother, Bennett, and it's a new girl, Kira, who bought the Christmas tree farm. She shows up in this book as kind of like a little, like, you know, introduction.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that she's the grumpy one. So we have a grumpy girl.
Yes.
She's Sunshine. So I'm all about that.
I do like them as well.
I'm into a grumpy girl. So I'm excited. Also, Christmas vibes. I started like the first like five pages already and I was already like, yes.
She's probably going to be like mad grinchy. Oh, love that.
Yeah, give me a she Grinch any day.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, she is a Grinch.
Love it. Love to
see. So next week's a big episode, guys. We're so excited.
Yes.
Yay!
Wait, we have to talk about our ratings. We didn't talk about our ratings.
Oh, okay. Backtrack. I gave it a 4 for all of the reasons I gave the first one a 4. I really liked it. I liked the little sense of mystery. I like that there's like some miscommunication to, again, add to the plot, but not like an obnoxious amount where you're like, I'm sick of these two. Like, you're like, all right, this is like making sense. And then like when it needs to be talked about, it is.
Yeah.
I honestly might even give it like a 4 or 5. I would lean more toward that just because these sex scenes really had me. They had me. And I liked the summer vibes. Like, it was all like the good cliche summers I like. I had like a good feeling about it. So I would almost like maybe even like a 4.2, 4.5. It's like a little bit more for me than Pumpkin Spice because... of just these chef's kiss curated, there we go, sex scenes. But Pumpkin Spice, I'm a big fall girly, so those vibes were hitting for me. So they're like even, but like in different ways for me.
Gotcha.
You go. Go.
So I originally gave it a 3.5, but now that I'm thinking about it, I think it deserves a 4.
Okay, girl.
So I'm giving it a 4.
I think you gave it a 3.5 just because you were being called out a little bit this book because you are Hazel. So
yeah, got me there.
okay yeah, so we got another. Okay, so we are even. I think I'm gonna leave it at a 4, but it's like it would be like climbing maybe for me, you know, just because. But yeah, I think like solid 4, like, but I'm eating these things up like a sandwich. I can't stop. Like, I'm like, all right, on to Christmas Tree Farm tonight, you know, like I can't stop.
I'm excited. I don't know how I feel about knowing it's, like, Jeannie's brother. I'm like, okay.
But, like, it makes sense, again, because you have to have newcomers. I also, from book one, I told you, like, I knew it was going to be Jeannie's brother just because, like, just the fact that she had a brother and they were talking, I was like, oh, well, he's going to fall prey to the Dream Harbor curse or gift, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I just knew it. I knew. I was like, oh. And then, you know, they described him, like, he looks like her, but he has, like, bright blue eyes. I'm like, oh, he's a love interest.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I would have been more remiss if he, like, fell in love with, like, Annie. I would have been like, all right, enough. You know? But, like, it's a random girl.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know this girl.
Yeah. Well, how do you know it's going to be her?
Page 5 already. His dog's walking.
Oh, you started it.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't start it.
I also read the back of, yet. I read the back of books before I read them as well.
I don't, so.
So the back of every one of these books, it says, like, Kira is a blah, 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 blah. Bennett just moved here, so you know who the love interest is from, like, the back of the book.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's no secrets. Oh. That's amazing.
Well, it's always a secret to me because I'm always surprised.
That's
so
hysterical.
Not this book now, but okay.
All right. Well, so we'll see you guys next week with Lori, with Bennett, with Kira, with us. That's it. That's it. That's all we got.
That is the episode, ladies and gents. So
join us next week for the conclusion for now of our Dream Harbor series until we get more pumped out in the spring.
This is crazy. I hate that I'm reading romance and I enjoy it.
Yes. We're going to end on that note because it's a good one.
Anyways, see you guys next week.
Bye.
Ciao.